given your all, and seems like you can't make it through. Well, you just stand when there's nothing left to do. You just stand, watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, how do you handle the guilt of your past? Tell me, how do you deal with the shame? And how can you smile while your heart has been broken and you've given your own, yeah. Seems like you can't make it through. Child, you just stand when there's nothing left to do. You just stand once the Lord sees you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just
Jesus. Just want to say good afternoon to you, woman of God.
52
weeks of love, week
God.
9. Before you know it, we'll be at week 52 again. So I'm I'm enjoying each week and growing, and I'm enjoying your ministry, blessing the people of God and also myself. So God bless you, woman of God. Just want to say hi.
Praise God.
Before you got began your broadcast today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Father. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus.
Amen.
When you done all you can do, glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, man of God. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're blessed. Mm-hmm. You're blessed.
Yes, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you done all you can, just stand. When you done all, just stand. 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 And when you done all, stand. And stand some more. Stand. 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 Thank you, Jesus. When you done all, stand. Stand therefore. Stand therefore. Hallelujah, Jesus. Stand. When you done all. Hallelujah, Jesus. I know I am going to stand. We're going to stand, y'all. We're in a new season. And we're going to stand. We're in a new season. And we're going to stand. And we're going to stand now. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Not next month. We're going to stand. We're going to stand. We are in a new season. And when we're in that all we could, we're going to stand. We're going to stand now. We're in a new season. And we're going to stand now. Stand. Stand. I hope y'all hear me today. Because I got a word for you today. I was up just about all night. I got about 2 hours sleep. Praying and meditating and talking to my God.
Hmm.
I love God. I love God. I love God. I'm not going to let nothing, I am not going to let nothing distract me, stop me, or turn me around. I love God. God done brought me so far. I done been through the storm, the rain, but I'm going to stand. We're in a new season. A new season. 2017. We're in a new season now, y'all, and we're going to stand. Let's stand and let's stand together. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to stand together, man of God. And we're going to stand together in unity, a unified body of Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. I've been so excited today. Went to the beauty shop this morning as usually. Sitting there meditating, praying under the dryer. Everybody passing, looking at me, my mouth working in the old Jesus. Hallelujah. Thanking God for what he's doing in my life. Thanking him for what he's already done. Thanking him for what he's going to continue to do. And man of God, I thank you. I thank you and I appreciate you. And I know you are a blessed man of God. You're an anointed man of God. You're a powerful man of God. I've been listening to you and listening at you and listening to you every chance I get. Knowing that you're a powerful, anointed man of God. Mm. God called you.
Well, oh,
all
yes.
You say that
amen.
Happened back in the past or whatever, the past is the past. Mm. But God done, oh, he done did a work on you, God. Oh, man of God. Said what all you, when you was at church, you was here on Monday night, Tuesday night, went, oh, I be listening. And on Sunday, on Saturday, you're cooking barbecue or whatever. Running away, didn't want to be at church, but guess what? God done turned some things around for you.
Mm, hallelujah.
God done turned some things around for you. God got you where he wants you now. Let God continue to use you no matter what. No matter what, let God keep using you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You're such a powerful man. I never, ever came with anybody, man of God, like you. And I want to let you know, God got you. You're covered. You're covered. You're covered. You
shield,
you protected, you're an anointed man of God.
Hallelujah.
Well, I always hear him quote that script. Touch my touch not my anointing, and do my prophets no harm.
Jesus.
Did you hear that, man? Touch not my anointing.
Oh, I heard it.
Do my
prophets
no harm.
I heard that loud and clear, woman of God.
Yes, Lord. Thank
Ooh,
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm so full. I've been praying. I've been reading. I've been up all night, 2 hours sleep. Because I've been in the Word. I love God. And I want to share the Word to the people. If I could fly all over this world, I'd do it. If I don't say nothing but Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Lord. I praise you today, Jesus. I lift up your name, Lord. I glorify your name. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah, oh, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Jesus. You deserve all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, Jesus. You are worthy. You are worthy. And I thank you today. I thank you today. And I praise your name. We lift you up today. We praise you. We worship you today, God. We worship you. That's why we're here on this dial network. It's a worship you, Jesus. We are here to lift you up. We are here to minister to the people. Share the word with the people, Lord. And I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good afternoon today. To those on the platform, the airways, and around the world, I am your host today, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. I'm your host today, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. We're in 52 weeks of love. Week 9. 52 weeks of love. Week 9. Thank you, Jesus. Those who have their Bibles, turn with me to the book of Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 12, out of the King James Version. And it reads, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." I want to use for a topic today. God laid this on my heart as I was meditating and reading. My topic today, there's power in the word. There's power in the word. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 4:4. Turn your Bible to Matthew 4:4. Jesus told Satan, "But it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And you see that word written? It is written. This is the word that Jesus quoted back to Satan. Satan was telling Jesus it is written, and Jesus told Satan it is written. And when we're going through something, we could use the same word on the devil. Or whatever we're going through, we could say, it is written. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Oh, Jesus. Look at the word proceeded. The word proceeded means continuous. Every time God's word is spoken, it's not the saints of God. Every time God's word is spoken, from that day until now, it has the same power. Let me say that again. The word proceeded means continuous. Every time God's word is spoken, from that day until now, it has the same power. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. It has the same power. Yes, Lord. We live by the word, y'all. We live by the word. We are healed by the word. Our world is framed by the word. Did y'all get that? We are healed by the word. Our world is framed by the word. According to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1 reads, in the beginning was the word. Hear this, saints of God. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. And verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. That's Jesus. The same. Jesus was in the beginning with God. All things, not some things, all things was made by him. Did y'all get that? All things was made by him. Him was not anything made that was made. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I was reading it, looking at the Good News Bible. In the Good News Bible, it reads, and God commanded, let there be light, and light appeared. God was pleased with what he saw, and then he separated the light from the darkness, and he named the light day, darkness night. Evening passed, and morning came. That was the first day. Did y'all get that? And look at verse 26. Then God said, and now we will make human beings. They will be like us and resemble us. They will have power over the fish, the birds, and all the animals, domestic and wild, large and small. Look at verse 27. So God created human beings, making them to be like himself. He created them male and female. Did y'all get that? He created them male and female. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When God spoke things, he spoke things into existence. God spoke, and it was. Well, darkness was upon the deep, spoke it. He spoke the word into existence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This power carries a lot of weight, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. Saints of God, hear me today. This mighty God, our Father, spoke. I want y'all to hear this. Saints of God. This mighty God, our Father, and it was so. There's power in the word. There's power in the word, and it is so. Because God spoke it. The centurion, y'all know about the centurion man. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy. Oh, glory to God. That's not this, y'all. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy. And thy shouldest come under my roof. But speak the word only. This not that, y'all. But speak the word only. And my servant shall be healed. And I looked at Psalm 120, verse 7, it said. 107, verse 20, it said. And, God sent his word. God sent his word to heal us and deliver us from destruction. So wherever we are, we could send the word to. Send the word and say, my servant shall be healed. That's in Matthew, the 8th chapter and the 8th verse. My servant shall be here. Speak the word. All we got to do is to speak the word. Because the word carries power. The word packs power. Thank you, Jesus. Just speak the word. And my servant shall be healed. You know anybody going through something? Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak it. And see what happens. Thank you, Jesus. Look at Hebrews, the 4th chapter, the 12th verse. The Good News Bible. The word of God is alive. Y'all listen at this. The word of God is alive. Active. Sharper than any double-edged sword. Cuts all the way through to where souls and spirit meet. Listen at that, y'all. The word of God is alive. The word of God is alive. Active. Sharper than any double-edged sword. It cuts all the way through where the soul and spirit meet. Oh, Jesus. Lord, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes to your word, Lord. Yes to your ways, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And yes to your ways. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Listen at this, y'all. The word of God is alive. It's active. It's sharper than in a double-edged sword. It's cut all the way through to where soul and spirit meet, to where joints and marrow comes together. Did y'all get that? It judges the desires and thoughts of man's heart. The word knows what we desire. I say the word knows what we desire, why we desire it, and the word knows in our heart. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The word knows what's in our heart, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Thank you for your word today, Lord God. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Listen at this, saints of God. The difference between a singer and sword, I want y'all to hear this. The difference between a single-edged sword and a double-edged sword is the double-edged sword cut both ways. Did y'all get that? I say the double-edged sword cuts both ways, deeper and wider. It cuts to the bone. You may get offended by the word that found you out, stepped on your toes, huh? We can be convicted and changed by the power of the word of God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. This same word that found you out made you uncomfortable, didn't it? Made you mad? It's the same word that had the power to change your life. Save, deliver, and set free, heal, comfort, and bring peace, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. God is real. God is real, saints, and his word is true. I want y'all to get this today. God is real, saints, and his word is true. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Listen at this, saints of God. The word of God is alive. I say the word of God is alive. It's a living word, y'all. And it's alive. The woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of Jesus' garment. That's in Mark, the 5th chapter, verse 30. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself, virtue had gone out of him. That word virtue means power, has gone out of him. He turned about in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? Who touched me? Jesus asked a question. He said, who touched me? Who touched me? And in verse 31, his disciples said unto him, hallelujah, Jesus, thou seest the multitude stoning these and says, die. This is what he said. You say, who touched you? All of us around you. And you ask, who touched you? Who touched you? Hallelujah, Jesus. Who touched you? But Jesus knew it was the voices that came from his mind and left his body and healed the woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years. The woman had went to doctors for doctors for doctors after doctors and didn't get no better. She got worse. And she heard about Jesus and she went to where he was and she got on her hands and knees and she crawled. And she pushed and she pressed her way through the crowd to get to Jesus. And sometimes we got to do that. We want to be so cute. We want to look like we come out of pencil sharpener. We don't want to get on our hands and knees. We want to look so cute. No, you're going on and get ugly and get on your hands and knees. You're going through something. Get on your hands and knees and crawl your way to God. Make your way to him. I'll get on my hands and knees wherever. And I crawl and I push and I share and I do it all to get to Jesus. I even thought about the man that they let down, told him, took the roof off the house and let the man down in the building to get to Jesus. Sometimes we got to do that to get someone to Jesus. If they're going through something, let's do what we're supposed to do, y'all. Let's rip some roofs off some homes. Get somebody that is sick. Somebody that is going through something. And let them down in the roof to Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. God says in Proverbs 1:23, listen at this, y'all. Man of God, listen at this. God says in Proverbs 1:23, and he would make his word known unto us. And we listen to him and repent. I'm going to say that again. Let me say that again. That he would make, that's in Proverbs 1:23, that he would make his word known unto us. And we listen to him and repent. When he corrects us, he will open up wisdom to us. And we will have more revelation than we could ever imagine. I like that. That's from the Amplified Bible. Thank you, Jesus. When he corrects us, he will open up wisdom to us. Oh, wisdom to us. And we will have more revelation than we could ever imagine. Revelation than we could ever imagine. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
oh, Shandini Okanda, the boss, and the little Boshini Akanda. He ended on a Boshe. He ended on a Basha. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Praise of God. Listen at this. God's word is life. I say, God's word is life and the word of God. The enemy of our soul, listen, y'all, his word is life. There are treasures in the word of God. The enemy of our soul does not want us to get revelation. Did y'all get that? The enemy of our soul does not want us to get revelation. But the devil is a liar.
And the word of God is true. He does not want us to get revelation from the word of God, because it will bring us to a place of power. Did y'all get that? It will bring us to a place of power. That error of our lives that we might struggle in. Once we listen and repent, as the scripture says, then we can hear. And God will open up to us what we need to walk in victory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Victory shall be mine. Victory shall be mine. Victory is mine, and victory is yours. Glory to God. We are the victory, y'all. We are victory in Jesus. We are victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Oh, Shandy, oh, can you see the Bashanda, the Bashanda? Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for victory. God, Lord, listen at this face of God, those on the platform, the airways, and around the world. God's word has the power to save. I want y'all to hear this. God's word has the power to save. His word has the power to deliver and set free. When we are free, I'm talking about free, truly free. We are free indeed. When we are free, we are free indeed. And I'm glad I'm free today. I'm glad that I am free. God set me free. According to John 3:16, it said, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God come to set us free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We free. We free. Right now. We free now. I'm talking about right now. We free. Right now. He saved you. He delivered you. Yes. I'm talking about to you. He delivered you. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. Someone on the platform that always around the world, you may be in your car. You may be on your job. You may be in your car. And I want you to hear this. He delivered you. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. Yes, you. You on drugs, popping pills to wake up, and popping pills to go to sleep. Depressed. Drinking. Whatever condition you are in, I'm talking to you. And if that's you, you need to lift your hands right now to Jesus. You need to lift your hands right now to Jesus. You need to cry out to him and say, Lord, that's me. Lift your hands right now. Because I'm talking to you. Yes, you. That's you. You. You young man. You young lady. I'm talking to you. Lift your hands. Lift your hands and cry out to God and say, Jesus, it's me. I'm lost. I'm without a savior. I'm separated from God. I'm doomed. I'm on my way to hell. Snatch me out of darkness and translate me into the marvelous light. Lord, I'm tired of popping these pills. I'm tired of being on drugs. Popping pills to wake up and popping pills to go to bed at night. Depressed. Drinking, whatever condition you are in, I'm talking to you. Jesus is right there where you are. Lift your hands to Jesus and repent. Admit you a sinner. Tell Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm a sinner and I need a savior. I need you to come into my life, come into my heart, be the Lord of my life, take control of my life, because I'm tired. I'm tired of living this life, and I need to be saved. I need to be saved, like Virginia said. I need to be saved. Yes, saved. I went through some things. I struggled through some things. But guess what? Ain't nothing like some peace. Ain't nothing like having peace. You need peace. And you don't have peace. But God is here today to give you peace. And I know you hear me today. I see you with your hands up. I see you crying. I see you need a Savior. Yes, you lost. Yes, you do. But just cry out to it. All you got to do is admit you're a sinner and repent. And turn away from the things of the world. Make a 180-degree turn. Turn away from the things of the world and turn to God. That's all you have to do. And make him the Lord of your life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. In conclusion here today, there's power in the word. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's power in the word. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's power in his love. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's power in blood. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's power in his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Everything is upheld by the word of his power. There's power in his word. So much power. Miraculous power. Holy Ghost power. Dunamis power. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There's power in his love. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's power in his love. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's power in his blood. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's power in his love. There's power in his blood. There's power in his name, y'all. There's power in his name. Under the old shape. There's power in his name. Everything is upheld by the word of his power. There's power, y'all. Power in the blood. Power in the blood. Power in the word. There's so much power. Power in the word of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Power. Wonder-working power. Power. Wonder-working
power. Anybody ever thought back on how you made it out, all the things that were binding you?
the powerful God.
Powerful God, hallelujah, Jesus.
Powerful God,
Jesus.
Powerful God.
I'm in your power, Lord. Well, I'm in your power, God, right now.
Good afternoon, Minister Terry. He is a powerful God.
Oh,
what's the
oh,
word?
God,
I just wanted to say greetings on this first episode of March, and just say,
yes.
Lord of God, you are blessed. You bless me.
Yes.
I am so impressed
God.
With what God is doing, and I just want to continue to commend you on pressing and studying and showing yourself to be approved, because this isn't a word acknowledgement. This is an action acknowledgement, because it shows through you and is being
glory
produced
God.
Through how you're growing in God. I just want to encourage you today to continue. That's all.
Receive.
Just to continue.
Thank you. Glory to God.
And God's
thank you. God
will
bless
shall
you all.
Be done. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
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 What's
amen.
The word?
What's the word? Good afternoon. Good afternoon, mighty man of God and beautiful woman of God and all the beautiful listeners on board. What's the
good
word?
Good afternoon to you.
Yes. Glory to God. I love you all. The Holy Spirit,
amen.
You know, Pastor E, some of the topics I be want to speak on, I speak to the Holy Spirit on what I should speak on.
Uh-huh.
And what he told me today was to speak on living with unforgiveness and why we should not. Some of us living with unforgiveness. My scripture reference today is Matthew 6:14-15. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will the Father forgive you your trespass. Oh, I had to really meditate on this scripture at a time in my life, you know, to really get me to open up my spirit and to get unforgiveness out of my spirit and let forgiveness live in my spirit. And we know unforgiveness means deliberately refusing to give up resentment and the right to get even. Forgiveness means giving up resentment against someone and our right to get even. We don't get even. And family, do we really forgive others and forget no more? Some of us may be harboring and living with unforgiveness towards family and our friends over small things. No matter how big, how forgive, I tell you something. I think back when I was reading over the parable. I think it was in Matthew 18:21-25. A king had forgave a big debt for one of his servants. It was a debt that could not be repaid. He forgave the servant. But later on, the servant refused to forgive a small debt of another servant. And what the king did was rescinded his prior forgiveness. When I was reading that, it took me to scripture Matthew 18:35. So my heavenly Father God also will do to you from your heart if you do not forgive. He means forgive from the heart. If you don't forgive your brothers from the heart of their trespasses, the Heavenly Father will not forgive us. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, glory to be to God. I thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. We must forgive one another in all circumstances. Some of them may be difficult, but I tell you, the Word of God is what got me through that unforgiveness spirit. I know we all know or have some family, someone that's living with unforgiveness. Husbands and wives with unforgiveness, breaking their marriage, bonds of marriage, and still refusing to forgive one another. Family are feuding, and they have unforgiveness, and they're not forgiving one another. We have children. We have mothers and daughters and sons and fathers, they're not speaking and they're not forgiving one another over something that's really just small, very small. Unforgiveness, ooh, that's a bitter thing. But we begin to forgive one another once we start applying the Word of God to our life. But the thing is, we have to know the Word of God. We have to read His Word and meditate on it. The beautiful sister said there's power in the Word. Each and every word tells us something. So we have to read that Word and get an understanding. If we don't understand, we have resources. I thank my Now Network family, Provoked to Purpose Ministries, and all the listeners, because we have resources where we can get an understanding of His Word, the true living Word of God. And I tell you, family, we have to have love one to another and forgive one another. I know we have friends that have broken up friendship because of unforgiveness. It could be over something that's a small amount of money, a large amount of money, but they borrowed it and they won't, or they don't, or they won't pay it back. But I think back what my mom used to tell me. She used to say, "You don't loan, you only give what you can afford to give." Amen, family. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you for putting this in my spirit to share, because we cannot hoard unforgiveness. Whatever it is, write it off and move on. Forgive them. We forgive others because this is not for the person. This is for God and ourselves. But first of all, it's for God. Amen? I tell you, some of us may speak of things. I hear many people speak of things. They speak of things that happened in their younger years. They've been harboring this unforgiveness in their spirit and walking around and living with this. Ooh, Jesus, we have to forgive. I tell you, I think it's when we renew our mind in the Word. I tell you, the Word of God, we will renew our spirit and we will be able to forgive. I tell you, Romans 8:13 tells us, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you live by the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, and you will live." We must live in the Spirit. Unforgiveness, I tell you, it robs us of the fulfillment of God's grace for all of us, family. Amen. He loves each and every one of us unconditionally. Ooh, when I tell you unconditionally, ooh, unconditional love. Ooh, continuing in unforgiveness, it is not of God. We all have members. We may have no members of church, and I'm speaking not of the body of Christ, all of us collectively, but I'm speaking of church, the building, that are living with unforgiving spirit. We know when we go to the altar, and we pray, God tells us before we tithe or before we donate anything, before we give to the church, before we give, make sure that if we have anything to forgive, make sure you forgive anyone, anything. Amen. And I tell you, we must be kind. Have some compassion, loving one another. Ooh, the Heavenly Father loves us unconditionally. Matthew 7:2 tells us, "For by the same measure that you judge others, you will be judged with the same measure you use, and it will be measured to you." Ooh, amen, Father. Kindness. It takes Spirit. Oh, it takes the Holy Spirit within you to treat each other kindly. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Unforgiveness. Ooh, family. Forgiving is critical of everything. Refusing to forgive, holding anger and bitterness, that eats you up inside. It irritates you. makes you impatient, distracts you, and will physically harm you. Start having a lot of headaches, body aches, stomach aches, increased stress, elevation of your blood pressure, vital signs. And those are all coming from unforgiveness because we're harboring that what's inside our body. We may think that the person, our persons, don't deserve our forgiveness. But Heavenly Father sure does. So I tell you, family, we forgive because the Father commands us to, and we forgive because we want the Heavenly Father to forgive us all. I tell you, we have to stop our self-destruction that occurs in our spirit. And until we do that, we have to learn to move on, love, forgive, let go of things, and let God. We have to pray to the Heavenly Father to release us of this unforgiving spirit. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Let him know. We have to let him know that we desire to be in his will, in his way, and studying with him. I tell you, because unforgiveness is not in his will and not in his way. Ooh, amen. Thank you. When we walk around with unforgiveness, we are only filling our own selfish desire, because we desire not to forgive. We must realize that the Heavenly Father, I tell you, ooh, thank you, Jesus, he has given us victory in Christ. He has forgiven us of all our sins. Jesus went to the Christ for us. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Luke 17:3-4 tells us, take heed to yourself. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. Number four, Luke 17:4 tells us, and if he sins against you seven times in a day, and then seven times in a day he returns to you, and he repents, he says, I repent, you shall forgive him. Ooh, thank you, Jesus, forgive. Ooh, the power of forgiveness, the power of the God's word. Thank you, Lord. And shall, we know shall in the Bible is a promise, and it is a direct command from God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Family, I tell you, we must live in the spirit of love. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And we shall forgive. Ooh, if we stay in the spirit of love, the unconditional love of God, we shall forgive. Colossians 3:13 tells us, bearing one another and forgave one another if anyone has a complaint against another. We have to forgive one another, even as Christ, ooh, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord, has forgave us. You too must also do. Cannot be forgiven until we forgive. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I tell you, forgiving and loving one another, it becomes easy. It becomes easy as we walk and live in the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. I have some struggle in the past, I tell you. But 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Ooh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, embracing and loving my newness. Thank you, Lord. Loving my newness. And family, we all should love our newness. Pastor E, you say something new, never been done before. Hallelujah. I am new. I am new now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 4:31-32 tells us, that all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, I tell you. And be kind to one another. I tell you, who will be kind, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ Jesus forgave you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, there's power in words, I tell you. Ooh, the power in the word of God. Ooh, he changes your heart as a woman thinketh in her heart. Ooh, ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, I know I am not the only one that repents and prays to God for his forgiveness. Yeah, I do it in my daily walk again and again, from the smallest to the largest, I say, we have to ask for forgiveness. Just say, I was walking down the street and I passed Miss Jones, and I deliberately kept talking on my cell phone and did not speak. That's something I need to forgive Heavenly Father for. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He said, be kind, loving one another. Thank you, Jesus. 1 John 1:9 tells us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and, ooh, Jesus, to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What an almighty God we serve. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, unforgiving, it grows, can grow and live inside of you unless you release it. Release yourself. Ooh, be faithful. Be faithful to God, to his word, I tell you. You gotta lean more on God and learn more, I tell you. Thank you, Jesus. Less of me and more you, Lord Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Forgive and forget no more, family. Ooh, I believe sometimes we forgive and we continue to remember it. Ooh, thank you, Lord. We have to forgive and forget. Hebrews 10:17 tells us, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Unforgiving, it is a sin. When we pray and we ask the Heavenly Father to give us the spirit of forgiveness, be truthful and real to God and ourselves. Ooh. All things are possible. Thank you, Lord, for the spirit of forgiveness. Mark 11:25 tells us, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him. Your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespass. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, we cannot have an unforgiving spirit and be a true follower of Christ Jesus. Ooh, we just cannot, family. We cannot. I tell you, family, ooh, Jesus Christ, he died on the cross. He died on the cross for each and every one of us and for our sins to be forgiven. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And to forgive is a command of God. He doesn't suggest this. It's a commandment of God. I tell you, we have no right not to forgive. It is not our right. Vengeance, any vengeance of anything, that is the Lord's. We are not responsible for giving. All we are responsible for is forgiving one another. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I tell you, family, you cannot be in right standing living in a spirit of unforgiveness. Many unforgiveness, many cares, unforgiveness, when you have them, you allow it to plant in your spirit. When you don't forgive, there is consequences behind unforgiveness. So what we have to do, we have to pray, let go, and let God. We have to recognize and acknowledge, first of all, that we have an unforgiving spirit. We have to confess to God, I have this spirit in me. Father God, can you now work with me on my spirit? We have to ask him for his forgiveness as necessary. I tell you, if it's how many times a day, ask God for his forgiveness. We have to ask him to, Lord Jesus, equip me and strengthen me to forgive as necessary, to love. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, nothing is too big for our Almighty God when you believe. When you believe and trust in him, all things are possible. Family, I just want to leave you all with, if there's someone that you had unforgiveness towards and you have forgiven them, pray for them. Pray for them. Pray the love of God for them. Pray for them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your forgiving spirit to forgive us of all our sins. In Jesus' almighty name. Love you all,
thank
family.
You, Lord.
God bless you all.
Forgive me. Forgive me. I forgive you.
Hallelujah.
But God deserves it.
Yes, he does. He deserves our best.
Come on, everybody. Open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room. Open your mouth and worship him. Lift your hands and bless him in this place.
together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
My hallelujah belongs to you.